This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. It's just a reality of living life. You are in the dating world, and you have to do that in order to find that special someone to lay down with, make babies, and have a forever life.
All wow. that except the baby's part.
But it doesn't always work out. But again, you need to do it. And that's why we have Michael on the phone. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you guys?
What's up, Mike?
We're good. We are really good. Unfortunately, you're not, because you're on this segment called Second Date Update. You went out with a woman named Gina?
Yeah, we went out, and I thought everything went well. We went to a city bar, and we really seemed to like connect and vibe, and I thought it was a really good time, and I haven't heard back from her. Like, I've been texting her, I've been calling her, and like she completely disappeared.
What do you like about her?
Everything. I mean, she was nice. She was we had chemistry. We liked the same type of movies. She was really. I felt like she was really like feeling me, because she kept complimenting me a lot, and like I just felt like we were really like on the same page.
I like that you're not superficial and you say she's hot. She's way hot.
Is she hot?
She's way hot.
So before the date, did you shower? You brush your teeth? Put on deodorant? All that good stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I looked. Really good for the date. Like, I did everything. I put on a nice cologne. I
was it Axe, by the way? Like, we're a big fan of Axe here.
Oh, yeah. Well, two of you are.
Yes. Okay, good. So you had all that covered. How did this date end?
We had dinner, and then we kind of like walked around the park and like talked or whatever, and that was kind of, and then we kiss goodbye or whatever, and then she went back to her place. Like, it was just a regular standard date. Like, I thought it went well. It wasn't by any means like the best day ever.
Magical.
Like, there wasn't like music playing in the air.
Unicorns.
But like, it was a good day.
Love it. Okay, well, how long has it been since you've last spoke to her?
It's probably been like 2 or 3 weeks now.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, that's a while.
Wow.
Digging in the graveyard for a
I want to give you the blue ribbon for the longest amount of time, though.
Yeah, this might be it.
It's almost like a backhand compliment, I guess.
Well,
I didn't mean it like that. But
you're honest.
So, Michael, here we go. We are going to call Gina and see if we can help you get a second date. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, my man. Good luck.
Hello?
Hi, is this Gina?
Yeah.
Hi, honey. This is Krista, Shady, and Aaron.
Hey,
we're from
Gina.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams on the radio here.
No way.
Yes way.
Yeah.
Hi.
You're live. You're talking to so many people. Anyone you want to say hi to?
Shout outs.
My friend, Carly.
Oh, I love it.
She's probably listening.
How about Michael? How about a shout out for Michael?
Yeah,
the
guy you dated a few weeks ago, went to City Bar.
How about Michael?
That's what this is about?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's called Second Date Update. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know
it. Yes, I remember Michael, but I don't think I'll be shouting out to him.
That's surprising. Oh. After 3 weeks, you still remember him.
Oh, it's so nice.
But you guys went out to City Bar. He said he looked on point. So, like, why did you not? Why are you not calling him back?
I'm sure he said that. So, I guess, you know, I don't care.
Just say it, honey. Just say it.
I met this guy on Tinder, and he's very attractive. And he said he was a model, and I thought that was very cool to be dating a model. So,
sure,
went.
Where's the bad part?
To dinner. Right, but he is obsessed with the fact that he wants to be a model.
Oh,
like, that's all he talks about. He just talks about himself.
Oh, he's vain.
What?
Did you get a word in at all? Did you get to talk at all?
Barely. And then our food comes in, like, he's trying to take pictures of it for Instagram with him and the right angle.
Yep.
But then he doesn't eat it. Like, he literally didn't eat his food.
Models don't eat.
Of course not.
That's what I hear.
Ridiculous.
So
whatever.
So, is that basically how you're feeling? Like, whatever, I'm done with this?
But I mean, that comes with the territory. You knew he was a model.
Yeah, but the worst part of the dinner is that I'm like, well, what have you done? And he said he he shot for Kohl's 2 years ago.
Oh, well, that's a
baller
very...
Baller status.
Yes, that is baller status. Do you know which department that he was modeling for?
It's probably the lingerie
even
department.
Matter. It was
probably just
2 years
casual,
ago, man. And he's done nothing else, and he's acting like he's shooting every weekend.
Okay.
Like, it was just too much for me. Yeah.
So he has modeled. He is not a model.
It is on his resume. Let's ask him himself, Michael.
Well,
is that
actually,
on your resume? Okay, there he is, Gina.
Actually, I am, and I have probably over 12,000 Instagram followers.
Oh, that's
so
it?
I'm doing pretty good.
Wow.
Just 12,000?
That's a lot. Shady. Don't be shady.
Don't be so
one
simple.
Modeling credit, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I don't know. I feel like
that was
sarcasm. Jealous.
Yeah, I just sarcasm a little bit.
Well, Michael, as a fellow incredibly hot guy, I can understand the burden that you feel.
Okay, mm-hmm.
It can be very difficult sometimes when people just don't understand how great you are.
That's right. Oh. It happens to Aaron all the time.
All the time.
I mean, he has this beautiful new suede jacket, which I like very much.
I do. I'll throw it over my shoulder.
I like it. It's so hunky. Do you get it at Kohl's?
No.
Just kidding.
My goodness.
I like holes. So anywho, on all honesty and seriousness, of course, Gina, Michael would love to go out with you again for a second date. Is that going to happen here today?
No, that's not going to happen.
Even if we pay for
Michael,
it?
No. Yeah. And if I can give you some advice, you know, talk about other things besides modeling and explore yourself, because maybe you want to do that, but maybe you're good at other stuff too, and maybe your date would appreciate hearing about the rest of you.
Yeah. Michael, are you a fan of fragrances and fashion by any chance?
I guess, yeah.
Well, how about,
so is Aaron.
Well, how about you and I just go to a bar, we look for some girls, and we just talk about like some fashion, man.
There you go, man. Good old fashioned.
I mean, if you're still going to pay, let's do it.
Oh my gosh, girl, you know.
I mean, I'm not.
That's interesting. Have we ever had a us pay for a date for
Aaron and
for
another
Aaron
dude
and somebody that hasn't worked out on that second date up there?
Listen,
I mean, we could try it out now.
It's a new for every time.
Yeah,
I love it. All right, it's happening. You two are going on a date. Done.
Yes.
Woo!
Fashion novas.
Who gonna check me, boo? Close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Going with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Yes, honey, here we go. We are ready for our reality check. As you know, it's always a great time, Miss Tracy.
Yes, it is.
Girl, let's get it kicked off. As we know, the Real Housewives of Atlanta, by far, this was the best part of the season.
Yes, it was.
You are not the parking meter lady.
Space from a handicapped
you ain't
person.
The parking. Is you handicapped by all these diseases you
I don't have a handicap.
Where is your scooter?
Because
you should have a handicapped spot. Really? You done had everything to happen.
Yeah.
Where is your scooter? Where is your scooter? Where is it?
Where is it?
Where is it?
Where is that scooter?
Where is your scooter, Kim?
Kim, of course, Nene dropping it down. Basically, everything was against Kim on this show, which was fabulous.
It was fabulous. She asked for it.
She asked for it.
She came in the season very negative towards everybody.
Exactly.
Except Sheree. The bone collector.
They're very close. So, of course, Nene mad at Kim because Kim took a picture while she was at the mall, but Nene was parked in a handicap spot.
Because she was with a handicapped person.
And she was with a handicapped person. And of course, she's throwing it back at Kim for being, you know, having cancer and having lupus or having this and having that.
Yep.
And that's why she says, where is your scooter?
Where is your scooter?
Girl.
I loved it.
All right. So Sheree and Tyrone.
Yes. Okay. So Sheree said she would not wait for him,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's
if
right.
If he doesn't get out in two years.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So if he gets out.
Yeah.
She will marry him.
That's what she said.
It's very weird. But if he's not released in 2 years,
she's going to move on.
She's gone.
Yes.
It's very odd. And she is dating.
She's dating, apparently. But we just.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
But do you think. So do you think Tyrone and Nene had anything?
Oh, yeah. That's
what's
rumor.
Up with that?
Supposedly, Nene had, you know, a little something with Tyrone when she was separated to her husband. But no.
No.
I don't believe
that at all.
Girl, please. No. Bye.
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 All right. Also, Kenya calls Kim out for pimping her daughter Brielle out to do a little, you know, fellatio for John Legend tickets. Remember that part?
Yes, honey.
Mm-mm,
I mean, here's the thing with Kim. You know, you're talking about people coming after your daughter,
yeah.
But you're not controlling her.
No.
Like, You know what? Like Nene said, she said it the best. She's like, I'm like a black mama.
That's
and
right.
I am going to take care of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you do. Like,
that's
you don't
what you
let
do.
Her record things in people's bathrooms and tweet stuff.
No, it's horrible.
That's terrible.
Girl,
get
please.
Control over her.
That is right.
Seriously.
Now, Cynthia got a backbone versus Kim because finally, you know, Kim was like, listen, you are lucky you're pretty because you don't have a backbone. It's the first time Cynthia has ever spoken up and she was like, uh-uh, you're not going to treat me like this anymore, Kim.
I love Cynthia. She is so sweet, but
yeah.
She is not good with comebacks.
No.
Like, she is definitely
She's
not
trying.
A Nene. She was trying, but it was kind of painful.
It was
like,
kind of painful.
Girl, don't come for me. Like, basically, that was all she did.
I will comfort you.
But she's so sweet.
And then, of course, Candy went after Kim, saying she has a drinking problem. Candy did not like that whatsoever. And supposedly, there was a rumor that something about a box.
Oh, yes, honey. I mean, where did that come from? Like, you know, do people know the cameras are on them?
Mm-hmm.
Because she was sitting there, and they've showed clips of Kim lying all the time.
Yeah.
But she's sitting there saying things like, oh, Candy wanted to get with me and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
You don't think it's going to get played back?
That's right.
Like, it's so crazy.
So, like Candy said, nobody on these couches wants to your box. That's right, Kim. All right, and there you have it. So, of course, Kim storms off the stage,
goes
into her dressing room, and starts blaming Andy Cohen for everybody hating on her. But he basically said, there was nothing positive about you, Kim, on this show. This is your problem, not mine, basically.
You know what? I was actually glad he said that because it's true. She came in negative. I honestly believe Nene wanted a good relationship.
Yeah.
Candy thought she was going to have a good relationship, and she was talking bad about them the whole
time. It's bad, girl.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Basically, this was boring.
This was boring.
I enjoyed the way they looked. It was funny, though. One couch was like all magenta, and the other couch was like black and white dresses.
I didn't notice that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're right. And I love the purple. Like, honestly, I'm not a huge fan of Erica, but I loved her dress. Like, her boobs.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
She looked flawless. And
she looked great.
That's what I was looking at.
I want a boob job.
Her implants looked flawless.
No, you couldn't even tell they were implants. Like, I've never wanted a boob job.
Yeah.
She made me want a boob job.
She made you want to get a boob job.
Seriously.
Also, just you, for the first time, and I both agree, this is Erica, literally, was pissed off the entire show.
She was in such a bad mood. The whole time I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, she has such an attitude about everything.
When Andy brought up her book.
Yes, like, you haven't sent it to any of your family yet?
Yeah.
And she's like, why is that weird?
That's not weird.
That's not weird.
And then, of course, he recommended that Erica, you know, sing along with Teddy's. Teddy's dad, by the way, is
John
Cougar Mellencamp, and she didn't like that as well. So I was like, geez, calm down.
That? She really doesn't like Teddy, though.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't. Teddy looked pretty, too, by the way.
They looked all beautiful. Kyle versus Dorit and Lisa. This is just a stupid
boring.
fight about panties, and I don't like to say that word.
I honestly think that they're reaching. Like, Beverly Hills is really boring, so I think they just keep trying to reinvent issues.
That's right.
It was boring.
Yeah. It's time to get through the
Who
panty
cares?
Gate. Like, everybody's over the panty gate.
No one cares.
No one cares.
Yes.
All right, let's move on, of course, to the Real Housewives of New York. Of course, last night they debuted that. Ramona versus Dorinda, again, with the death in the marriage and the death of divorce, and this is just, you know, this is just a stupid, stupid fight.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do? Bethany bought a $2 million home in the Hamptons.
Oh, geez.
She's going to spend $350,000 to renovate it.
Wow. What is it like to have all that money and just try to find stuff to buy?
It's rich people problems.
Yeah.
Also, I love the fact because everybody's at Ramona's house, by the way, and Bethany walks in and she's just like, what the hell is everybody wearing here in the Hamptons? Like, everybody looked ridiculous with what they were wearing. It was just very, very funny.
Hmm.
So,
yeah,
it was a good call. So Dorinda and Sonia, they were going
at it.
Bethany, again, was making fun of everybody and what they were wearing. Luann looked like she was wearing a peacock sweater.
Luann.
It was a hot mess altogether. For some reason, these girls are not getting along, but that's the point of why
we watch it. That's why we watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love me some Dorinda. So.
You love?
Yes.
Clip! And there you have it again. This is your Reality Check Rundown. It's always a pleasure, of course, with my girl, Tracy. Oh, yeah, and Tracy, I left this last part for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready, girl.
All right, here you go.
So nasty and so rude. Download the podcast now.